As Johnny Sweet witnessed and worked through the dawn of Republic Steel, another John, John Neji, also benefited from Republic Steel's fortune. He came from a local mining family and helped build the federal housing project on Pilfisher Road, which was built to house the huge influx of workers that were anticipated during the steelmaking boom of the 1940s and 50s.
My name is John Neji, and I work for Republic Steel Corporation. I started in 1948. Prior to Republic Steel Corporation, it used to be the Withby Sherman Corporation. And they were negotiated in 1937, and in 1938, Republic Steel took over. I went into plumbing in 1948. When we were doing plumbing for Republic Steel, the community was a nice community. And people came home from the service, and we had a VFW home. We used to have parades every year. Everyone got along good. But today, I just hate to say it, it's not like it used to be. The community is all run down. You just walk around or drive around, you see it's all in bad shape. This was one nice community back then. And everybody, like I say, everybody got along good. And it didn't make much money back then. I went to work for Republic Steel. I only got 92 cents an hour. And when I become the plumbing, I got a big raise. I went from 92 to $1.05 an hour. So that was big money. And there was nothing to you got paid once a month, and then it was every 10 days. And you used to get paid cash back then. They used to go to Port Henry, get the money out of the bank, and they had two armed guards bring the money up, and they had their envelope, put your money in it. You came home with 20-some, 30-some dollars a week. That's what you lived on. When my wife had her first child, I didn't even have a car. And she was born, the baby was born in the Ticonderoga, which was about 20 miles away. Another fella's wife had also a baby down there. We used to hitchhike from here to Ticonderoga to visit our wives and our child, and then hitchhike back home. And back then, they were in the hospital probably about 10 days back then. And when it was time for her to come home with the baby, I didn't have no vehicle. I had a friend of mine. He gave me his car keys. He says, go get your wife and baby and come on home. Everybody helped one another. So it was rough back then. We didn't have everything we wanted, but we got by.
According to John Neji, the busy community of Witherby, where he grew up, was filled with camaraderie. There were 6 grocery stores, 7 bar rooms, 3 barber shops, and 3 shoe repair shops. The Witherby he knew was well kept. The new development Neji helped build was called Grover Hills, and was located to allow workers easy access to the Mineville Mines, Fisher Hill Mines, and the No. 7 Sintering Mill. The Grover Hills homes were wood-framed, multi-family, single-floor units. 316 of them were built, but only 95 were ever occupied. Despite huge expectations, the labor surge that the company had hoped for never materialized, although people do live in the units that remain.
The reason I never went into mines, all my family worked for the mines. My father worked in the change house. My 3 brothers, they all worked in the mines. And my second brother was killed in the mines at age 21. A chunk came down and hit him and killed him. And the other 2 brothers right there quit. And the sad part about it, at the time, I was 11 years old and in school, and it was in the afternoon. And in the afternoon, we're out on the bank, and we play softball for our gym. And at the edge of the bank, there's the road that comes from the mines, goes up to the hospital. And when we're not batting, we're standing there and looking around, and I see this truck come up with a box and a blanket on it. And I said to the other fellas, I said, look at that. I said, somebody got hurt, not knowing anything about it. So I went to school. When the class was over, got in class, teacher came up to me. She said, John, I want you to go home. I want you to go straight home. I says, all right. And I took my time going home, kicking stones and going home. And as I get to my parents' house, I notice everything is dark. And I opened the door, and my mother and father were there. They said, your brother just got killed. And then I said, I saw my own brother go up to the hospital in the box. It's something you never forget.
A miner was leaving his home for his work when he heard his little child scream. He went to his bedside, his little white face. Oh, Daddy, I've had such a dream. I dreamt that I saw the pit all afire, and men struggled hard for their lives. The scene it then changed, and the top of the mine was surrounded by sweethearts and wives. Don't go down the mine, Dad, dreams very often come true. Daddy, you know it would break my heart if anything happened to you. Just go and tell my dream to your mates, as true as the stars that shine. Something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't go down the mine. The miner, a man with a heart good and kind, stood by the side of his son. He said, it's my living, I can't stay away, for duty, my lad, must be done. The little one looked up and sadly he said, oh, please stay today with me, Dad. But as the brave miner went forth to his work, he heard this appeal from his lad. Don't go down the mine, Dad, dreams very often come true. Daddy, you know it would break my heart if anything happened to you. Just go and tell my dream to your mates, and as true as the stars that shine, something is going to happen today. Dear Daddy, don't go down the mine.